Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. My name is Devin Wagner. I am the host of the Yerba Power Podcast. Thank you all for joining me today. I have an episode that I think you will find very interesting, whether you drink yerba mate or not. And this is something that I learned as well. If you're familiar with Dr. Andrew Huberman, I've talked about him in a couple previous episodes that you can check out. But I learned this information from him. He's a neuroscientist in Stanford University. And he has a podcast. He talks about different, mental performance, like enhancement, basically how to better work with your brain and, you know, those kind of improvements that you can do for your mental health. So he talked about GLP-1, which is found in yerba mate. So I'm going to talk about what that is, why that's important, what it does, and, you know, what that means to you, whether you drink yerba mate or not. First, before I get into that, I want to talk about a yerba review that I recently tried, because I found you guys found this interesting, and it's fun for me to do, so let's talk about it. This is Don Omar. So Don Omar, if you want to say it more like it is in Spanish, but Don Omar. It comes out of Misiones, which a lot of the yerba does. That's kind of like the, you know, main place for yerba mate in Argentina. It comes out of Andresito. So not Obera, which is where a lot of the yerba I've tried is good stuff's been coming out of. So it's still in Misiones, but a different town, a different city. This is the natural, estacionamiento natural. It's like the natural seasoning, I guess, or the natural preparation method, I guess. And let's see, what else can I tell you about it? It's in a red package. It's got a gaucho on the front and the back. It's the typical or traditional Argentine cowboy on the front drinking some mate. This is, let's see, yeah, nothing else really other special on the package. I mean, I guess it says low content of dust, which if you've listened to me at all, that's something I prefer. And so when I first opened it and smelling it right now, it has a very distinct, like, smoky, I don't know how to describe it other than this, because this is all I can think of is like pu'er tea. So if you're familiar with the Chinese tea, pu'er, it has that note to it, that kind of smokiness. Other than that, the only other thing I could think to compare it to is like the barbecue Lay's chips. It might be a stretch there, but that is like this smokiness, like aromatic, very nose forward smell. And it has a hint of that too when you taste it, but it kind of lingers at the end. It's light, so it's not overwhelming. And I'll be honest, I didn't think I would like this at first because I'm not a big fan of smoky yerbas, the barbacoa type of yerbas or the smoked yerbas. But it's not bad in the sense of, like, it's not overpowering. It's kind of light in the sense of it's not extra bitter or strong. It's kind of medium. It's a typical Argentine cut, you know, with the thick cut with the sticks and stems. So it's not, like I said, it's not so strong and overpowering. It's kind of like mild in the middle-ish, a little lower on the middle, I would say, like a 4 out of 10, maybe. However, the intensity, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is not as, not like a 4 out of 10. It does have that very smoke, like, linger kind of on your tongue that you can still taste it. So whether you like that or not, as far as the barbecue or the smoky yerbas, might be appealing to you, might not. Me personally, you know, it's not my favorite, but it's not bad. In other words, it's not, you know, something I would say no to. It's not going to be my first choice, I'll be honest. You know, and I said about a 3 out of 5 on strength, 3 out of 5 on bitterness, and overall about a 2 out of 5. If you want to check it out yourself, though, it's something new to me that I found on Pampa Direct. So Pampa Direct. I have a little link I'll put in the show notes that you can go to, or you can put in code POWER and you get 10% off. That's where I order a lot of yerba from Argentina when I want to try out some new things, because they have a huge selection and they usually have a really good price. And in the U.S., if you order $50 or more, it's free shipping also. So that's kind of cool. And it's stuff that you normally can't just find off of Amazon or somewhere else. So if you want to try that out, check it out below. Thanks for listening. Hope you try Don Omar and maybe you'll like it. But so now, what is GLP-1? It is a peptide, which is basically a small protein. And it GLP-1 stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. So this is basically a small protein that can dramatically suppress appetite. And if you want reference to this, it's in a published article in Cell is the name of the publication, Cell. It's one of the three big journals that Dr. Huberman recommends. And so I'll link that in there if you want to check it out, read about yourself. But yerba mate can promote the release of GLP-1, or that glucagon-like peptide 1. Now, what is that and why is that important? Why does that matter? Who cares, right? So there's now in the world of medicine or pharmaceuticals or whatever you want to call it. I know that can be a buzzword, but they are creating drugs that can stimulate the use of the GLP-1, or that are actual synthetics of GLP-1. And they're using that for diabetes, like type 2 diabetes and all other forms, and obesity, as a way of helping to suppress appetite and control the, you know, like kind of the hunger. And and I'll go more into that in just a second, but obviously yerba mate is going to be much lower than, you know, like the actual medicine or whatever, and not know how you feel about, you know, taking medicine or whatever. But what I want to highlight here is the benefit of yerba mate in this sense, that it can help promote the release of this GLP-1, which in turn, when we talk about weight loss with yerba mate, this is what it's pointing to. So here's some scientific data showing that yerba mate can help with weight loss. And so if you've not tried yerba mate, maybe this might be a reason for you to check it out. This is actually a very common theme that I've seen with other people, that they've heard of yerba mate can help them lose weight and they'll try it. In fact, if you go to Danny Morin's story, I think it was like episode 8 or 9, the very beginning, how yerba mate changed her life. It's a really great story about kind of how she just got started and just curious. Now she drinks it all the time because it's helped her maintain her weight and feel better, because it's not just like, I don't know, a diet fad kind of thing. You know, it has caffeine, which we all like that to, you know, give us alertness and clarity and energy, but also other vitamins and minerals and stuff that are also found in yerba mate. So it's a, you know, a whole list of things that make it, that are, you know, good about yerba mate. But this specifically, I wanted to talk about this GLP-1. So what the paper shows in that article is that GLP-1, you know, it acts on receptors in the body, in the nervous system, so in your gut, and it also binds to neurons in your brain, and it causes two things. So basically, it in your central nervous system, the GLP-1 causes you to feel full in your stomach, and through a pathway to your brain, the mechanisms, neurons there, to suppress appetite. So basically, this GLP-1 protein is released in the gut to make you feel full and also trigger the feeling of having had enough food, you know, through the brain. So it works in a very cool scientific way, in the sense of, you know, literally with your body and mind working together for a common goal. So yerba mate can stimulate the recent release of GLP-1. So if you're looking for like a mild appetite suppression, to maybe some cravings or just to not eat as much, you know, junk food and things like that, you know, this is what I've seen other people and heard other people do as well, is, you know, drinking yerba mate in between like the afternoon or early morning to basically keep the cravings of just eating kind of junk out of either, whether that is sometimes out of anxiousness, sometimes out of just, you know, boredom or whatever, that we tend to kind of, you know, just snack, but also, you know, helping you get some water as well. So it's scientifically releasing that GLP-1 so that your brain and body are working in concert together towards a common goal. So some pretty cool science behind yerba mate. And so that when you're drinking it, it's releasing that chemical or that glucagon-like peptide 1 that in your stomach makes you feel full and in your brain tells you that you're full or satisfied. So that's some interesting scientific data to point to with yerba mate, what GLP-1 is, how that helps you, you know, in those ways of weight loss, basically. So here's just some, I guess, hard data for you guys that are looking for that kind of stuff. If you like this, I'm going to try to do some more similar to this. There's some other stuff I need to research more before I present it, but this is just a broad overview of what that is, and I'll post those links in there if you want to do your own research. Like, again, just to clarify, I've said this before, but I'm not a doctor. Don't play one on the internet. I'm just sharing some research that I found, and hopefully you find this useful and helpful as well. So thank you for listening to today's episode of the Herb of Power podcast. And if you don't already follow us, you know, because it used to be like subscribe to the episode or the podcast rather. Now on Apple, at least, it's like a follow. It's a little plus sign up at the top. And I think on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify as well, I think it's a green, like, click little, like, button to follow along with the podcast. And why I say that is so you don't miss out on the next episode, because I'm going to do more like this, but I'm also coming up very soon producing a couple episodes on Brazilian yerba mate and how that's different from Argentine yerba mate, what the difference is there, you know, where it's produced, a little bit more deeper dive into Brazilian yerba, which, I'll be honest, I haven't found really any information on. I'm learning as well, and I'm sharing the knowledge that I'm learning and with you guys. I know a lot of people have asked about that, so stay tuned, follow along if you're not already, so that way you don't miss out on the next episode. Otherwise, send me some messages on Instagram. Be glad to help answer any questions that I can or any suggestions that you have for next episodes. Till next time, stay well. Salud. Cheers. Drink yerba mate.